but hope is fading, sadly, for the missing miners. Even though there's drilling and gas levels are just way too high, that's the problem, trying to get into that West Virginia mine. So excited. Coming up in another 10 minutes, we're going to talk with just a fabulous guest here on America Tonight, sadly under rough circumstances, but Homer Hickam, as he has joined us many times in the past. We've been lucky enough to chat with him. He, at one point, was a miner. As you know, he's went on to great fame with October Sky, a.k.a. Rocket Boys, and a slew of other wonderful things that he's written. And he absolutely knows about the West Virginia area and the mines, and certainly what it's like for the people who are dealing with this disaster as it rolls into yet another day. So it'll be interesting to get his take on what it was like as a former miner, what the thoughts are like. In fact, even his most recent novel, Red Helmet, was all about that, as he grew up in a very small town, Colwood, West Virginia, very close to where this explosion was. So, again, that's coming up in another 10 minutes here on America Tonight. That's not the only big story that's creating water cooler buzz across the nation. A big scare as a man from Qatar, a diplomat who may have been smoking, was actually caused a stir on an airline. He was held down by the feds, the air marshals, on a flight from Washington to Las Vegas. So here we go with the smoking in the bathroom. But was there something more to this? There was another airline incident that we're going to talk to as well, and plus the latest on Hamid Karzai and whether or not there's going to be a meeting in May between Karzai and President Obama. Very worrisome what's happening in Afghanistan. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Of course, the name of the show, Coast to Coast and everywhere in between and all the nooks and crannies. Occasionally, we talk with my pal, Mike Davis, about things related to the sports world. And as many of you know, we had another one of our nail the scores in the last couple of weeks for the big tournament. Unfortunately, nobody was able to nail the score, so we didn't have any big winners. It's interesting because I've got even better prizes to give away, so we have more contests that we're going to roll out for you. But Duke wins the whole thing. Butler was the Cinderella story. They almost pulled it off, couldn't do it. So, as you know, in the books, Duke crowned king once again, and the little school that could certainly got a lot of publicity, and they had us excited about that game, but just couldn't do it. Mike, I'm sure you were watching the College Hoop finale as well, and boy, wasn't that an exciting finish?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a low-scoring game, but it was exciting, and, you know, Butler, like I said, they almost pulled it out. They had the Butler play. You know, is Gordon Hayward. He launched a attempt at 3-point, and it bounced off the glass and bounced off the rim and onto the floor. But they almost pulled it off there right at the end. Just Duke, they held up.
Boy, they sure did hold up. So college basketball's over, and of course the UConn women were incredible once again as they pulled it out. And, you know, this team is, I mean, what can you say about them? What was it, 78 straight wins for them, and they knock off of Stanford this last time around, and certainly they deserve some credit, too. Did you happen to catch any of that or some of the replay?
Well, a little bit. I didn't watch the whole thing. I got, a little bit of it, but it was a good game, and, it's really exciting. I guess I'm concentrating on NBA right now. We're down to the last four games, and everybody's locked for a playoff spot except I guess in the East. The 8th seed is still up in the air, but I'm looking for Cleveland and the Lakers to be in the finals, but it could end up like the NCAA tournament and turn out to be Toronto and Oklahoma City playing.
Yeah, you never know. Exactly. I agree with you, though. I think it's LeBron and Kobe show all. I think that's what we're going to see. I think we're going to see them in the finals, and and that's what it's going to be built up to be, but who knows. On the ice, same thing. It's whittling down, obviously, as we're getting closer to the time that you play for the Stanley Cup, and fun to watch, but for people who are listening to us in Texas, the Texas team, the Stars, are done, aren't they?
Yeah, they're out of it. I mean, they got eliminated this last week. All the playoff teams are set in the Western Conference right now. In the East, there's still four teams on the bubble vying for the bottom three seeds, and all four of them are only separated by 3 points. And there's two more games, so I think the Rangers, they won tonight, and if the season was over, they'd be out, but they had to win tonight just to stay viable. But I'm looking for probably Washington and probably San Jose to be in the Stanley Cup Finals. But, Chicago's looking really strong right now. The Blackhawks, they've got a 5-game winning streak. So, they could pull it out, too. They were real strong this last year, and they're strong again going. I mean, it's always good to peak right before the playoffs or right into the playoffs.
Mm, boy, isn't that the truth. And, of course, the familiar swing of the bat, and look, I'm an offense person looking for the home runs. Of course, I'm all about the Phillies, but Major League Baseball all over again. It's a long season. It's always exciting. Opening day, a lot of people sent me emails that they had skipped work and went to different games. We're looking at what was coming up in New York and what was happening in Chicago and all over the country. It's exciting stuff. Are you a big baseball fan?
Yeah, probably not as much as, I like baseball, but it's not, to me, it's not as exciting as basketball or football or hockey. I mean, my favorite really is hockey, but this year it wasn't that. But I like to go out to the stadium and watch baseball. I mean, it's an all-American pastime. So.
Boy, so well said. All-American pastime, that's right. You can go with your buddies. You can bring kids. You can bring grandkids. It's I love it. I love baseball. But I grew up in all big four sports. But I like baseball, too. I love to go out to the games, especially some of those day games. And you can catch tickets to anything that we were just talking about. Go to easy-ticket, easy-ticket.com for anything you want. Mike, thanks. We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, Kate, you have a good evening.
Thanks, you too. All right, so a lot of exciting things happening in sports, and, the Masters is the big thing. You're going to see blowout numbers, not as big as the Super Bowl, I don't think, but a lot of people who could care less about golf because of what happened with Tiger Woods, I think, are going to be paying attention to the Masters. Hey, Nike's not backing off their endorsement. If anything, they rolled out a brand new commercial for Tiger, so he's definitely the top storyline. Not about the other golfers or who could come out of the field and surprise you or any of that kind of stuff. All eyes are on Tiger Woods. Coming up next, we're going to talk more about, sadly, what's going on in West Virginia, the very latest that we have. It looks like now the air in the mine appears to be safe. Hang with us, Homer Hickam, around the bend.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202, or visit readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years' experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
America, the news is not good. You know, it's been a couple of days after the worst mining disaster in really a generation. We have to go back to the mid-80s. The methane gases that we were talking about, so dangerous, of course, with them percolating underground. It hasn't allowed the rescuers back into the upper Big Branch coal mine to search for those four possible survivors of the explosion that killed 25 workers. You know, crews were digging those holes deep into the ground trying to release the gas, but even late into the afternoon, it looks like it might be safe now. I just got word, but the levels of the lethal carbon monoxide, too, and methane, et cetera, far too high to send the rescuers to look for the last four guys. And what a shame, because, man, you know that they've got that oxygen that they would have gotten from one of the shaft's rescue chambers, and man, everybody was just praying for him and hoping that there would be at least some good news to come out of this. And you know, the mine's owner, Massey Energy Company, we've said this, they have been cited repeatedly for problems with a system in that hole venting the methane and allowing combustible dust to build up, and that was the problem here. So certainly the safety folks believe. Who better to have on this show? Sadly, as I mentioned before, the circumstances not as I would have liked, but Homer Hickam, who knows the coal mining industry so well. He's the best-selling author of a book I love, Rocket Boys, that you know was later turned into the movie October Sky. Homer is a former miner. We've talked about that with him in the past. In fact, the novel that I read, the most recent novel of Homer's I read was Red Hellman, and if you read that, you'll really understand this, and what a pleasure it is to welcome him under these tragic circumstances back to America Tonight. Hey, Homer.
Well, hey, Kate. Thanks for having me on again. It's always great to talk to you.
So you heard me talk about the problem with the methane gases and whatnot and the citations on this, you know, for this company. And now that's the focus is, wow, was it, and you can answer this question as somebody who was down there. Is it about safety first or profits first, or it depends on the company, depends on the situation? You know, what do you think?
Well, I think that any company owner that puts profit ahead of safety is an idiot, because that's the perfect way to not make a profit. If a company owner was so evil that he really did care more about the almighty dollar than the blood of his people, then he would not want to have an unsafe mind that causes accidents. Injuries and deaths cause mines to be shut down. Production is lost. So it's really much to the advantage of the coal mine owner, regardless of whether he's a good guy or an evil guy, to run a safe mine. So I have no direct evidence other than the reports about the citations that this mine was safe or unsafe. But what I can talk about is or comment about is that what we know for sure is that the Mine Safety and Health Administration, called MSHA, a very powerful regulatory agency of the federal government, has been paying over the weeks a lot of attention to this coal mine. They've had inspectors in and out of there, and of course anytime you have inspectors you're going to have citations. Why were they in and out of there? The reason is that this mine was working in an area that was very difficult. It was very deep. They were going after this very pure bituminous coal that's in there. It had a fractured roof, very difficult to hold up and maintain, and the coal was the type of coal that exudes methane in buckets. So they had a lot of problems working in that area. Why they were in there, of course, was to go after this very, very pure coal. Probably this is not coal for burning. This is coal to be shipped to China and India to make steel. So it's a very, very expensive coal to get. So that's all we know for sure. We're going to find out sooner or later exactly what happened there. Another fact about this, a lot of people haven't brought out, is that this happened during a shift change. And over the years, we've noticed that deadly accidents often happen during shift changes. And we don't know exactly why, but it could have something to do with the fact that you've got a tired team moving out while a fresh team comes in. There may be a poor changeover or handover. Some things might be missed. So those are the things that I know right now.
You're a former miner, so in looking at what we see today versus when you were in the mines, do you think the regulations are better? Do you think there are heavier regulations now versus what we're seeing here in 2010 versus when you were there?
Oh, absolutely, mainly because of MSHA. Again, it's been given the responsibility by the federal government and all the states where there are mines to regulate coal mines. They educate miners. They have MSHA academies. As a matter of fact, there is probably the most sophisticated MSHA training academy not more than 50 miles from this site of the accident. They train miners, they train foremen, they train superintendents, they train owners, they train rescue teams, and they train their own inspectors who are charged to go out, inspect these mines, and make sure they're safe. And if they're not, most of these inspectors realize that they have the power, if not to shut the coal mine down itself, they can certainly shut down that particular operation if it's operating unsafe. So this has come out as a result of the accidents over the years. And finally, the federal government decided to step in. The coal companies agreed to it. And I'd like to say it's a very, very foolish coal company owner that doesn't cooperate fully with MSHA.
How are you, as I mentioned, you were in the mines, and in talking about the differences of before and what we see now, the question I'm getting on America Tonight is, how could anyone go down to those mines? I mean, they know the danger. What's wrong with these people? Why are they doing this? And what are coal miners like, and what are their families like?
Oh, coal miners are wonderful people. They're really a special people, and actually most of them really love their jobs. They're proud to be coal miners. It's a challenge for them. They're also highly trained. We're not talking about the pick and shovel guys like it used to be. Most of these guys are the equivalent of a general engineer. They have so much training. They start in a Red Helmet course. That's where the title of my novel comes from, which is an intensive course on the aspects of coal mining, including safety. And then they rise up through the ranks. The pay for coal miners is pretty good. Averages about $70,000 a year. Mm-hmm. A lot of these miners make over $100,000 a year because they are very specialized in what they do. They also love the country. That is, they love those mountains that they live in, and so coal mining is their way of life, and it's their way of staying there. So you meet a coal miner, you'll never meet, usually they're just the nicest people in the world. They give you anything that they have. I'm so proud to be from coal country and having grown up there, and I always want to speak up for the coal miner, if you will.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with you. I've come across many of my days, and my father grew up in Pittston, Pennsylvania, which was a little bit of a coal town, so I know what you're talking about. A little bit different than West Virginia, but still, there was some of that there as well. Quickly,
it's all a brotherhood, and now it's a sisterhood.
I know.
Quite a few women miners, and they are very good and respected by the other miners as well.
Yeah. The Red Helmet Foundation, if somebody wants to give some money to that, and that is something that you started, it's college scholarships for the kids of coal miners.
Yeah, I sure did. It's fully endowed for Marshall University, especially for kids of injured or killed coal miners. Folks, if they'd like to contribute to that, we could always use some more funds for this. They can go to my website, homerhickam.com. My last name is spelled H-I-C-K-A-M, so it's homerhickam.com. And there they'll see a little button where they can add to this scholarship fund at Marshall University in Huntington, West Virginia. $5, $10, $20, whatever anybody can spare. Believe me, these are kids who desire a good education. They're willing to go work for it. So if we can help them out, it's a good thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Homer, thanks for shedding some light on this. Homer Hickam, always fun to chat with you, and we look forward to the next time you visit us on America Tonight. Wow. Boy, that is tough, huh? What's happened in West Virginia, and the people, and that's what's left. You know, the widows, the kids. I said this before. You see the signs, and he's got these, just picture these big signs, praying for our miners. And that's what it is. Will the last four possibly be part of a miracle bunch? I mean, who's to say? It's still possible. Coming up, we have odds and ends. Stay with us.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more, but no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org, and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818, or go to greenpasture.org today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
You owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Jive talking. He doesn't really jive talk because he doesn't mince words. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, that was interesting talking to Homer Hickam. And somebody who I mentioned in that conversation grew up right there in coal mining country and was a miner himself. It was interesting to get his take on the plight of the people there as they may end up actually closing that mine. If they find that the violations and everything that has added up don't add up to safety and they can nail Massey, they just may do that. And I think it would be an odd position for some of the people in the town because there's still so many that would want to continue, even after this tragic event, to make their very good living in that West Virginia coal mine. But at least now the crews can start to search. They're thinking they'll be able to do that with the gas levels dropped for the four missing miners. So that's a good thing. We're going to go lighter here. And when I was saying about jive talking, Simon Cowell always gives his opinion on American Idol. That's what made him so famous and made him even more money. He had money to begin with, but it just added to the pile of money that he ended up getting for the show. Crazy amount, like $100 million or something. And he's gone as of next year, but, and maybe it's because he's leaving, he's starting to feel the wrath of some of the people in the studio audience. Check out this little bit of him being heckled.
Very boring. And there are a lot of people.
Oh!
You're...
Wow!
If I could just...
Like, yeah.
You were much, much, much better last week. It was.
What?
Who is this guy?
I don't know.
Who are you?
Come on, stand up.
Stand up.
Stand up. Stand up.
Okay, so they did jump on the guy enough that they got him to stand up, and actually that was kind of a funny moment as I saw a piece of that tape. But it doesn't matter. The guy has such thick skin, Simon Cowell, that is, that you're not going to get to him. What's interesting is the ratings for American Idol have actually taken a little bit of a dip compared to Dancing with the Stars. So I don't know if it's because they switched out so many other players, like the crazy, nutty Paula Abdul, or they added Ellen DeGeneres. I mean, they're still getting really good ratings, but they're taking a little bit of a nosedive, or people are just tired of American Idol, though it seems like it's a franchise that's got some more legs and will hang on for the next couple of years. Time for a little news you can abuse. How about this? Flight attendants who are owed up to 9 months' pay. How do they do that? How do you survive when you're not getting paid for 9 months? They posed nude for a calendar to draw attention to what's going on. One of the cabin crew turned models said last month, hey, we had no other means of recouping this money, so we decided to go for it. I have to say, I saw a little bit of the calendar, and it actually, they look like almost professional models. So, and they were flight attendants. The airline, will they be embarrassed into paying the back wages? Perhaps. Fast food. We all love it, don't we? At some point, even if you say, oh, I'm a vegetarian, I'm eating healthy, or I'm cutting down on red meat or whatever, eventually the fast food craving, at least once in a while, has to get you. On the military bases at Kandahar, fast food outlets like Burger King, Pizza Hut, all that stuff, TGI, Fridays, they've got, you know, the bar with alcohol-free margaritas and other drinks and all that other sort of stuff. But what's being axed at the base is fast food. Yeah. They're saying that they're going to try to get rid of the fast food. The U.S. military says its beef with the burger joints is that they take up valuable resources like water, power, and convoy space, and it's cutting back on non-essentials, which they have to do to run an efficient operation. Oh, that's brutal. Somebody blogged earlier this year and was quoted in a story saying, this is a war zone, not an amusement park, one of the sergeants on staff there. But they have a lot of luxuries, I guess, with they call it the Kandahar Boardwalk, where there's cappuccino and all kinds of things. But I guess enough people ratted them out that the time has come and gone. Listen, I don't get it. The soldiers who are exhausted, working crazy hours, especially so many of them that are sent out into the field, if they want fast food and there's a way to supply it, I mean, not if it's cutting down on the space and that's what they're trying to say, I mean, why not let them have it? Why not let them have it? They're still going to keep the Tim Hortons, the Canadian deal. They sell coffee and donuts. That's going to stay. But all the other stuff, I guess, is going to go when their contracts expire on this little boardwalk deal. And it is. It's a boardwalk where they have the Burger King, like I said, and Dairy Queen and Orange Julius. And I don't know. That might make the guys cranky. They're not going to be able to get their fast food fix. But hey, if they can call it that we don't have the space, it'd be hard to argue with them, I guess. I'm going to end with this one as far as news you can abuse is concerned. Craigslist, boy, it's got to be a nightmare for Craig Newmark, who's come on the show a couple of different times. He's the one who started Craigslist, and he's been offered money for it, but he wants to just keep it as is. There's an ad for group sex with a soccer mom that's been posted on Craigslist. Now, it was a fake, but it sent a number of people to an unsuspected household in Connecticut, according to the police. One man got the address wrong and landed on the doorstep of a teen girl who lives nearby. That's nice. Whom cops say he groped even after she pointed out the mistaken address. What's that about? And the ad was like this. This is what it read. 40 married West Hartford soccer mom here looking for a fantasy to be filled today. I'm looking for group sex. Please come play. I want to please as many as I can before work. I am free until 11, and it listed an address. And it didn't take long, just to show you how people are. It didn't take long before there was a huge crowd of guys that appeared at this house. And the people that showed up described as anywhere from teenagers to an 80-year-old man, they said, who looked like Santa Claus. So it was a hoax. The police came, relatives were at the home, and they were just trying to get the men away, and they're like, you know, had no clue, why are they there? Then you had the idiot that had the wrong address even from the Craigslist thing. And now you can bet there's going to be hell to pay when they find out who posted the fake ad. Oh, the lengths that people will go to. Time for a little This Day in History. We haven't done that in a while. Well, this day in history, there are 267 days left in the year. If you go back to 1974, it was April 8th. Hammer and Hank Aaron of the Braves hit his 715th career home run in a game against the Dodgers, breaking Babe Ruth's record. Yep. Moving ahead, I could get onto the steroid issue, but I won't. Good for Hank Aaron. Now, because he was clean could be, and I hate it that his record was broken thanks to steroids. And it probably could have been broken anyway, but it has to be tainted. In 1935, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed the Emergency Relief Appropriations Act. It gave money for programs such as the Works Progress Administration. And in 1952, President Harry Truman seized the steel industry to avert a nationwide strike. Now, the Supreme Court later ruled that Truman had overstepped his authority. Oh, you can bet there were people that were fuming then. In 1973, artist Pablo Picasso died. You know how old he was? In France, 91. Remember this big scandal in 88? TV evangelist Jimmy Swaggart resigned from the Assemblies of God after he was basically defrocked for rejecting an order from the church's national leaders to stop preaching for a year. They needed him off the pulpit because there were those reports that he consorted, that's how they're calling it, with a prostitute. In 1990, this was a sad story. I remember this well. Ryan White, the teenage AIDS patient whose battle for acceptance gained national attention, died in Indianapolis. He was 18 years old. And for grunge folks, in 1994, Kurt Cobain, singer and guitarist for the grunge band Nirvana, was found dead in Seattle from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. He was just 27 years old. All right, let's head to a couple of birthdays. I think you're going to recognize some of the names. Ooh. Yep, and it includes rock musician Steve Howe. If you know Yes, you know him. He's 63 years old. Tom DeLay, he was Dancing with the Stars. He was the former House Republican leader, 63 years old. Movie director John Madden, Shakespeare in Love, a little Gwyneth Paltrow, 61 years old. Baseball Hall of Famer Gary Carter, 56. Actress Patricia Arquette from Medium, 42 years old. From the group Everything, rock singer Craig Honeycutt, 40 years old. Basketball Hall of Famer John Havlicek, 70 years old. Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, 72. Ooh, we don't even go there. Also celebrating a birthday, actor Stuart Penkin is 64 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday from you, from us, to all of you listening to America Tonight. Coming up on the flip side, if you're a collector, you want to hear what Harry Rinker has to say about all things collectible. It'll be a lot of fun. Stay with us, everybody.
Yeah. You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Wild about Harry, and Harry's wild about me. The heavenly blisses of his kisses fills me with ecstasy. He's sweet just like chocolate candy, or like the honey.
I never tire of this song. It's always fun to have our pal Harry Rinker on the show, and whatever you have, he's the man to talk to. I'm telling you, the knowledge is goes way deep, way deep. And this is the number to call, as always, here on America Tonight, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Hey, Harry, how are you?
Not bad. How are you doing? Hey, baseball season started again.
I know, and I'm excited about that. It's just the very beginning.
Oh, yeah, the Phillies won the first game.
Yeah, they played the Nationals, a minor league team.
Yeah, well, and 179 games there, 181 games to go.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? Such a long, long season.
I am under the opinion that every season is too long.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I don't know. Are you buying a UConn girls basketball team memorabilia these days?
You know, would that be worth anything, any of the college stuff?
No. It's amazing, isn't it? But interestingly enough, whenever you see a sports auction, that's a good question. Because you see sports auctions, right, all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
You never see college stuff.
No, I've never seen it.
Now, in the case of baseball or in the case of even basketball, you'll see some very early equipment that came out of the colleges from you know, pre-1920. But when it comes to post-1945 stuff, who cares? Well,
right.
We're going to find out. Paul Hornings' practice jersey from Notre Dame is going up for sale.
Ooh.
Huh?
I would think that would be worth something.
Yeah, but who remembers Paul Horning except you and me?
Well, really, really big-time Notre Dame fans, I think, would know. And
yes.
I think there'd be some Packer fans.
And there's the key to anything. It's just like a lot of sports memorabilia, although they're Yankees, Phillies fans all over the country, the truth of the matter is that college stuff is especially localized.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I can't imagine that, you know, if you ran around and invested and bought up every piece of memorabilia that's out there, you know, for this girl's basketball team in 50 years, it's going to be worth nothing.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
It's a strange phenomenon, isn't it? I mean, seriously.
It is.
But the thing is that, you know, it's fleeting. You know, if he doesn't win next year, he's, you know, there. It'd be like collecting Pat Summitt material. Who cares? Except Tennessee fans. But they don't care right now either because he's not winning.
Right. And boy, that is so, so true. Of all the things, of all your little treasures that you picked up, is there anything you narrow down as your favorite of all time?
Oh, I always tell people it's the next one I buy.
Because you don't know what it is.
Because I don't know what it is. By the way, let's remind our listeners that one of the reasons that I'm here is to answer their questions about antiques and collectibles. All they have to do is pick up the phone and give us a call. And I'll be glad to talk about what they have. We follow the same rules we use on my show. It's one object a caller. When you call, if you can have the objects in front of you, that's great. But, hey, if not, don't worry about it. I'll ask you some questions. We'll figure out what you got. And finally, we need you to remember that all the values we give out on the air are retail, what you would pay if you wanted to buy the object, not necessarily what you get if you go out to sell it.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know the number, 800-259-5791. What is there anything that's particularly hot right now?
You know, I got asked that question the other day, and the answer is no. If there is an answer to it, it's the modernist stuff, the post World War II modernist designer looks and so forth, the fancy trendy stuff that wasn't in everybody's home. It's very strange. But at the time, a lot of this stuff wasn't heavily collected or used by the masses, but it's gotten a lot of play in magazines and books, the post-World War II designer look, and kids are out there looking for stuff that captivates it. I thought we were going to see a huge revival of the beatnik hippie stuff.
Right.
You know, the old bell-bottom pants and stuff, and it was around for about a year or two. But that's gotten very quiet, too. In fact, the market on the whole is quiet.
We have a caller. We have Josh listening to us in Kentucky. Harry, hey, Josh.
Hey,
hi, Josh. What you got, buddy?
Hey, what's going on? I was just going to ask you about a vehicle I got here. I don't know if you know too much about vehicles. I got an antique. I got a 1928 Model T pickup truck. It's mint condition. It runs beautifully. I didn't know if you knew anything about vehicles. But
Have you restored it, Josh?
No, it's everything's original like it was when I got it. It's all mint, so it's.
Yeah, I think it's one of those cases where you probably have in the middle thousands, 3 to 5, maybe a little bit more. The problem with anything pre World War II at this point in time, and I know there's a pickup truck collector cult, so you have to be a little careful with my remarks. But the generation that drove that truck has passed away.
Yeah, I got you.
And the new generation of people that are collecting stuff are looking for trucks from the 60s and 70s, the ones that they grew up with.
Yeah, I got you.
And that's what happens with this one. Now, if that thing, you know, I've been watching those car auctions on TV and stuff, and you just don't see trucks run through there anymore. Now, I know there's a small cult of guys that collect these old trucks. But the thing about it is, if it's just a nice truck in running order, just been kept in good shape along the way, but not even amateurly restored, you're not talking a lot of money.
Okay, I got you. Well, Mr. Rinker, I appreciate it.
No,
I love your show.
Josh, appreciate your call, buddy.
All right.
Wow. So, talking about the car, like ballpark wise, you can make a decent money, right?
What's that?
The ballpark wise, he could make decent money on that.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, vehicles divide into what we call five categories. One is junkers, where you're really buying it for the parts. Okay. Two is roadable, which means that you can drive it, but the cost to restore it is pretty heavy. The third level is restorable, which means that it's drivable and it can be easily restored. The fourth one is amateur restored. In other words, it's partially restored by someone who's not really a high-end professional. And the other one is professionally restored or show car quality, okay? His truck is probably around in the third category. But the thing about it is that when you go out to car shows and when you go out, you don't see a lot of pickup trucks, a lot of them, but you don't see as many anymore as you used to see. I don't know why that is. It's just, maybe it's just me, and like anything else in my trade, maybe I just don't notice them because I'm not looking for them. But now that Josh called, I'll keep my eyes open.
There you go, definitely. It sounded like a pretty neat truck, though.
Yeah, but, you know, but again, if it's a common model from the time period, okay, and not an unusual one, again, those trucks are not as desirable as they once were.
Yeah, good point.
I mean, Model Ts, Model A Fords, and all the classic Chevy coupes and the coupes of that period, the popular cars, they're all going down in value rather than up.
Yeah. I'm glad he called in with that. Let's tell everybody about the mailbag if they have something they want to send.
Hey, listen, yeah, we'd love to hear from you. Why don't you send me an email with your question? Just start it out. I listen to you on America Tonight, and give us the name of the radio station you listen to. And you can email your question to me at Harry L. Rinker. That's Harry L. Rinker at AOL.com. HARRYLRINKER at AOL.com.
All right, excellent. Harry, tell everybody when they can catch you on the air.
Well, listen, what you got is on here on GCN Live every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 Eastern, 7 to 9 Central, 6 to 8 Mountain, 5 to 7 Pacific. Hey, the same phone number works for me that works for you. We'd love to hear from some of our American Night listeners that are up at that time of the day. Just give us a call.
Excellent. Harry, always fun to visit with you. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Okay, be well, Kate.
You too. All right, coming up on the flip side, an update on the gas levels dropping in the West Virginia mine. That's good news, certainly. And this crazy thing of half of Americans, a big headline came out today, half of Americans pay no federal income tax. Do you fall into that category? What does it all mean? That ugly day, tax day, is rapidly approaching. Hang with us.